This is the Soulful PR Podcast with Janet Murray, episode 42.
Welcome to the Soulful PR Podcast. Tune in every week for practical tips, strategies, and case studies that will help you get media coverage for your business. And now, here's your host, Janet Murray.
Hello, and welcome to the show. In this episode, I'm going to be tackling a question that I get asked a lot. And that is, how do I become the go-to expert for the media? So how can I be that person that journalists call when they're doing a story about my specialist subject? Now, this is a topic that I feel quite passionate about because I feel that you can't just become the go-to media expert. You can't create that until you've really thought about your brand overall. If you want to be the kind of person that journalists come to when they've got a query or they want to interview somebody on a particular subject, then that's really about how you build out your whole brand and your whole on and offline identity. So I'm really looking forward to digging into the content in this episode. But before I do, I just wanted to mention something very quickly. I'm really excited about the growth of my Facebook group. It's at facebook.com/groups/soulfulprcommunity. And if you want to be part of a group where we're talking about this kind of stuff every day, how to promote yourself and your business, how to get noticed, how to get in the media, but also how to promote your business through marketing, through social media, through your branding, all that kind of stuff, then I'd love to see you in my Soulful PR Facebook group. There's a great atmosphere in there, some really great businesses, and I'm also in there every day answering people's questions, so I'd love to see you there. So just to give you the URL again, it's facebook.com/groups/soulfulprcommunity, and I'll link to that in the show notes. So now on with the main part of the show. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about how you can become the go-to person in your field, not just for the media, but also general for speaking opportunities, for book opportunities, anything that helps you to promote your brand. So if I could give you one really useful tip for becoming the go-to expert in your industry or your area of expertise, it would be to niche it down. And ideally, what you want to do is to get what you do down to one word or one or two words, absolute maximum. So I'll give you some examples. When I think of Cliff Ravenscraft, I think of podcasting. And if you don't know who he is, quickly go and Google and you'll know what I mean. When I think of Pat Flynn, I think of passive income. When I think of Amy Porterfield, I think about Facebook marketing. When I think of someone like Melanie Duncan, I think about Pinterest. Now, if you don't know who any of those people are, it doesn't actually matter. If you just go and Google them right now, then you'll see exactly what I mean. It's people who are so good at niching down and specializing in one specific thing that when people think of them, they just think of that word or phrase. And it's like me with PR. Now, as a journalist, I didn't ever imagine that I would become a go-to person for PR, but I often get emails from people saying, oh yes, I've heard you're the go-to person when it comes to PR. You're the go-to person if you want to learn how to do PR. And while that's a bit of a surprise for me, it's absolutely brilliant because if there's one word or one phrase that people associate with you, then you're going to do much better at getting business. So I'm going to give you a few more examples. So if I go back through the back catalogue of my podcast, for example, Phil Pallon, episode 9, expert in branding. Alexia Leachman, episode 3, expert in fear. In her case, it's fear-free birthing, but we niched down a little bit more and talked about fear. Natalie Sisson, episode 9. When I think of Natalie, I think of freedom. Melanie Haynes, episode 11. When I think of her, I think of Denmark. Laura Husson, episode 15. How to create good-looking websites. I think of Laura, I think of websites. Amy Schmittauer, episode 37. When I think of Amy, I think of video marketing. And when you've got yourself to that stage where people just think of you, they think of one thing, that shows you really are on the button with your branding. And what I see a lot of small business owners struggling with, not only just generally with their promotion and branding, but also when it comes to getting the media interested in writing about them, is that they're not really clear on what it is that they do and what they specialize in. So when anyone comes to their website, never mind a journalist, they're a bit confused about what they do. And the common problem is that they're trying to be all things to all people. So when you come to their website, they list like five or six different things that they do rather than just one particular thing. Now, just to add at this stage, just because people know you for one thing, that doesn't mean that that's all you have to do. So even though I'm now seemingly known as the go-to person for PR, or certainly teaching people PR, I still do writing training, I still do radio and TV training, I still do lots of consultancy, I do public speaking, I do other kinds of writing work, but my core message is that I'm the go-to person for PR. So great if other people come to me because they know me and they ask me about other stuff, great. But when people come to my website, I want to make it really clear that that is my specialism. And that, I think, is why I'm never really short of opportunities, because I'm very clear. And when I was working more in journalism, I specialised in education, and I can't tell you how good that was. When I first started out, I used to write about all sorts of things, and it was much more of a struggle to get work. The minute I niched down and specialised in education, and I really became a go-to person for education, that's when all the work offers started to come in. And as I say, remember that I often speak to actually my clients, and they get a bit scared of this because they say, oh, but I don't really want to get pigeonholed. I don't want people just to know me for one particular thing. That's okay. If you get known for one thing, once you're comfortable with that, you can then expand a little bit. I mean, Amy Porterfield, the Facebook marketing expert that I mentioned earlier, she's a classic example of that. I've heard her say on her podcast that actually she got to the point where she was fed up with Facebook marketing. Now she teaches people about online business generally. She's very good on webinars, so she does a lot of stuff around that. But once you're established in that niche, and once you're successful in that niche, you can grow, you can get broader, you can expand. But if people don't know at the core what it is that you do, or they don't know you for anything, there's nothing that comes to mind. Or maybe when they think of you, they think of maybe three or four different things, but they're not sure exactly which one it is that you specialize in, then it kind of dilutes your brand. And not only does it make you less appealing to potential clients, but it also makes you less appealing to the media. Because as a journalist, when you're on deadline and a subject comes up in the news and you want somebody to talk to, you don't want somebody who just kind of dabbles in something or knows a little bit. You want the expert. You want to know that you're going to get somebody on the phone who knows that subject inside out. And so unless you're really promoting yourself as an expert in one specific thing, then you're reducing your chances of that happening. And it's really interesting, actually. Just as I was about to record this episode, I went into a Facebook group that I belong to. It's the New Media Europe Facebook group. I'm speaking at New Media Europe. You probably heard me mention this before, in June 2016. And I just said, I want to find somebody to interview for my podcast who is a LinkedIn expert. And the post that I put actually probably sums it all up, really, because I said, I don't want somebody who's dabbled a bit in it or who knows a bit about it. You know, I could probably talk a little bit about the bits that I know. I want the go-to person. So I want, you know, when I think of Pinterest, I think of Melanie Duncan. When I think of Facebook marketing, I think of Amy Porterfield. That's the kind of person that I want to try and get on my show. I don't want the kind of dabblers. I want, you know, the expert, the go-to person. And I think that in itself tells you an awful lot about why it is important to have a word, a single word, or maybe two words that as soon as people think of you, that's what they think of. The other thing that's worth thinking about, and Phil Pallon, who is a friend of mine who I interviewed in episode 5 about creating a really great brand, he pointed out that it can be useful to have a niche within your niche as well. And depending on what you do, again, if you want to attract more business, then the narrower you go, the better it can be for you. Now, the next podcast episode I've got coming up, episode 43, I interview Design Trust Director, Patricia van den Akker. And the Design Trust really is an online business school for designers and makers. It's not for anybody else. It's not for people who run other kinds of businesses. And I think, and we talk a little bit about this in the interview, that that's really the key to the Design Trust's success, is that it is so niche. It's a niche within a niche. You may well have heard of Nerd Fitness. So Steve Cam set that up as almost like an online gym or a fitness support or personal training specifically for nerds. I mean, how genius is that? So this is for geeky people who don't consider themselves to be particularly sporty or whatever. Whenever I've heard him interviewed, that's the kind of thing he says. So he created Nerd Fitness. I mean, how brilliant is that? How niche down is that? It's not for everybody. It's not for your kind of confident gym bunnies. It's for nerds. It's for people who maybe don't feel confident about going to the gym, feel a bit intimidated by some of the big beefy people down there. So I think that's just really kind of genius branding. And I also do it to myself to an extent, although I think I could probably niche down a little bit further. When people say to me, what do you do? I say, I teach small business owners how to do PR. Now, I think going forward, I may well niche that down further. I particularly like working with creative businesses. So it may well be that I need to niche down further as I go. But you could say the fact that I teach people how to do their own PR, I don't do it for them. I teach business owners how to do it. That in itself is a niche within a niche. And that's something that I'm known for. But actually, that's something that I think I need to work on in my business, because I still get lots of inquiries from people asking me to do PR for them. And I'm often going back to them saying, no, I don't do PR for people. I teach people how to do it. So there's probably a little bit of work for me to do in terms of my messaging and getting that out in the world clearer. So once you've kind of built your brand and you know what your word or phrase is that you want people to associate you with, and it can be quite a painful experience doing this, because it often it involves letting go of stuff. So there's a kind of bit of fear involved in this sometimes. And I know when I was, you know, I've recently started calling myself a PR coach, because people, you know, seem to get that, a journalist and a PR coach. But it took me ages to do that. I had to kind of almost drop the layers and the scales and the other bits and pieces, because I could almost sort of hide behind those. But when you go out bold and you say, look, this is me, this is what I specialize in, it can actually be a little bit scary. And there'll be part of you that wants to hold on to those other things, because you'll be thinking, oh, but what if it doesn't work out? You know, what if I need that writing work and I'm not calling myself a writer? Or what if I, you know, need that consultancy work and I don't mention that I'm a consultant in this and that, as well as the other bits that I do? But I promise you that you will get the rewards. The more niche down you can be, the more clear it is to people when they meet you in person, when they come to your website, when they see your social media profiles, you, I promise, will get more work, and you'll also get more interest from the media, because basically they just understand what you do. It's very hard to buy off somebody if you don't completely understand what they do, if you don't get it immediately. And it's the same with the media. If journalists don't get you immediately and what you specialize in, then they're not going to want to engage with you. So once you've kind of built that out, the second thing is, well, how do you promote your brand? How do you promote yourself as the go-to person? So the advice I give you here is to create most of your content around that niche. So if you go onto my website, you will see that most of the content that I create is around how to do your own PR. I do the odd little bit on writing, because I know about that as well, but I always try and kind of skew it to PR and promotion. I do the odd little bit on social media as well, but the core of what I do is about how to get press coverage, because it's simple. You know, most of us, we're just assaulted with so much information every day that we find it difficult if people are sort of throwing too much at us. So the more simple you can be, the better. So make sure that you're creating most of your content. So that's blog content, podcasts, your courses, your email marketing, social media networks, your PR as well. So if you are going after press coverage, try and keep that consistent too. So most of the PR type content that I place, so the stuff I write for The Guardian, the stuff I've had recently in Entrepreneur magazine and Huffington Post, is around the subject of PR. So how to write press releases, how to get press coverage, how to do radio and TV interviews, that kind of thing. So again, people aren't getting confused, that the message isn't confused. It's very clear what I do and what I know about. And another thing that you can do to try and promote yourself and your brand as this go-to person is to pitch guest posts, to pitch speaking gigs on that, to offer yourself as a guest on people's podcasts. The more of that kind of thing you can do, the more that people see you popping up in different places talking about this single thing which you're an expert in, I promise you, the more powerful your brand will be. You'll get more clients, you'll get more work out of it, but you also will, that the media will want to engage with you more. So that's just a very kind of quick walkthrough how to become a go-to person. So just to sum up, it really is about that simple thing. So actually, I don't normally do this, but I'm going to set some homework on this podcast. And what I'd love you to do is just to go away and think about 5 or 10 businesses that you really like. So it might be online businesses that you know, or it could even be brick and mortar businesses. And just think, what is the word or phrase that comes to mind when you think about them? I can guarantee you there will just be one word or 1 or 2 words that will come to mind immediately as you think about them. And then start making a short list of the words or 1 or 2 words that would represent yours. And I would love it if you emailed me or tweeted me and got in touch to tell me how you got on with this homework, or come to my Facebook group. So you can email me at janet@janetmurray.co.uk. You can tweet me at @Jan_Murray. You can come to my Facebook page at Janet Murray UK, or you can come to my Facebook community, which is facebook.com/groups/soulfulPR community. You've been listening to the Soulful PR podcast with Janet Murray. If you enjoyed the show, do head over to the show notes at janetmurray.co.uk/episode42. That's janetmurray.co.uk/episode42.
You've just been listening to the Soulful PR Podcast with Janet Murray. If you enjoyed the show, she'd really appreciate you leaving a review on iTunes. And don't forget to head over to www.janetmurray.co.uk for more free content that will help you get media coverage for your business.